Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
We live in a world that sometimes makes us very uncomfortable. Things occur that cause us great discomfort, and as a result, we desire to go home and be with God. Today we want to think about comfort that is offered for the Christian from above. Comfort for this life that can help us endure the trials and the troubles that we face is so important to the child of God. There are many things in this life that may cause us discomfort. Sin would probably be at the top of that list. When a person's life is plagued with sin, it is uncomfortable for that person to have to carry that burden around. The psalmist said in Psalm 38, verse 4, that sin is a heavy burden that we cannot carry, that drowns us in its uncomfort. Another very uncomfortable feature in this life is the fact that we're all going to face death. The fact that we have loved ones who have died, who are near to us, makes us feel very uncomfortable and uneasy. The fact that one day we're all going to die brings us discomfort in some way. Sickness in this life causes us discomfort as well. When we have to deal with sickness of ourselves or sickness of friends who are very dear to us, when someone gets a dreaded disease like cancer, it causes us great discomfort. The world in which we live in is plagued with immorality. And for the child of God, it's uncomfortable to live in a world like that, where same-sex marriage is often accepted in many places, where people shack up together and marriage is no longer the ideal standard as set out in the Word of God. And that makes Christians feel uncomfortable. Worldliness that is all around us and the desire to be like the world brings us great discomfort. But the Christian needs to know that there is comfort offered from above. How do we find comfort in times of trouble like these? What do we do to receive comfort from God? And how can we know that in times of difficulty, we can find peace in these situations? We've got to realize that there is a God of comfort who will help us in times of trouble. One of the most encouraging things that the Christian has to help him in times like these is God, a God who does care for him. I want you to think about the words of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, where God is likened unto a God of comfort. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Numerous times in this verse, the word comfort occurs, and it is directly associated with Almighty God. God is the reason that we can have comfort. He offers comfort to us in our difficulties, and in turn, we can help others who are having trouble. And so the fact that there is a God, that God exists, brings us great comfort. The psalmist said in Psalm 14:1 that the fool is the person who says in his heart, "There is no God." The very fact that God exists should bring us great peace in our life. Nature tells us that there is a God. We can look at the world around us and know for sure that there is a God who has made us and who cares for each one of us. I think of the words of Psalm 19 and verse 1. The psalmist said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork." Night in the night, utter speech, day in the day, it shows that God is a creator and that He does care for us. The design that He has given to us in nature and our own bodies shows His intricate care for each one of us. Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 18 through 21, that the invisible attributes of God are clearly seen by the things that He has made. Look around at the world, the change of seasons, the stars in the heavens, the trees, the way nature works so beautifully together, and we can see that God does exist from nature. Acts chapter 14, verse 17 tells us that the changing of the seasons, they're a witness that there is a God and we can know who He is. But not only does nature declare to us that God exists, the Word of God tells us of His ability, of His power, and of His love for each one of us. I think of passages like Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, let us make man in our image. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And thus the Lord God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 teaches us. And so the Word of God tells us that God exists, that we've been created in His image, and that He gave life to us. We can know that this is a trustworthy book because of the pages of inspiration, or because of the inspiration we find to be true about the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible is God's inspired Word, and it reveals to us exactly who God is. I think of passages like 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Scriptures were not of their own private interpretation, but as God's Spirit guided them along, so they wrote the words of Almighty God. I love the passage in Psalm 119, verse 160. The Bible says, the entirety of God's Word is truth. Not only can we know from nature that there is a God, we can know from His Word that He exists, and we can learn who He is. The very fact that we can know God and that we can have a relationship with Him ought to give us great comfort in this life. Listen to what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10 as he thought about having a relationship with God. Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death. It brought Paul great comfort in the fact that he could know God and that he could have a relationship with Him. John 17:3 teaches us that this is eternal life, that we may know who God is, that we may have a deep, abiding relationship with Him. You know, concerning the nature of God, there are certain things about His nature that ought to bring us great comfort. The fact that God is an unchanging God, that He does not lie, should comfort us in this life. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, God said these words, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." God is reassuring these Israelite people of His unchanging nature. And He says, "I'm God, and by nature I do not change." What a wonderful attribute of God that ought to bring us great comfort. God, when He said it, you can take it to the bank. You can rest assured that that's the way it's going to be. God's not a God who lies to us. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 says that it's impossible for God to lie. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 teaches us that we're living in a hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And thus God's unchanging nature, the fact that He will not lie to us, cannot lie to us, brings us comfort. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever." The Savior that we know is going to stand by our side, and we can trust that He will care for each one of us. The fact that God is a loving God ought to bring us great comfort in this life. How do we know today that God is a great God of love? By the sacrifice that He made of His Son Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 and verse 16 says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that He gave. Gave what? His own Son to die on our behalf. Listen to the words of Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. The Bible says, "For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly." This is the kind of God that we serve, and this is the God who offers us comfort. I think of the great words of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. God is love. That ought to bring each of us great comfort to know that God loves me more than I can even begin to imagine, and that He's promised in this life to help me through the difficulties that I have. Another comforting quality of God's nature is that He is a just God. The question is asked in Genesis chapter 18, verse 25, "Will not the God of all the earth do justly or do rightly?" And the answer is a resounding yes. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7 teaches us that God is not one who would acquit the wicked or those who are in sin. God's a just God. When people deserve to be punished, He's going to punish them. When people deserve to be rewarded, He's going to reward them. 1 John 2:25 says this is a great truth that we have, that He has promised us eternal life and He will not go back on that. This is the confidence that Christians can have. And thus I'm reminded of the words of Jesus in John 12, verse 48. Jesus said, "He who rejects Me and does not receive My words, he has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Someone says, "Well, how do you find comfort in that?" Here's what's comforting about it. If I'll take the Bible and if I'll live my life by it, if I'll follow its precepts, I can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to live with God if I obey it. But if those who do not do God's will live in abject rebellion to Him, we can know that they're not going to be saved. There's comfort to be found in a standard to be judged by, the words of our God found in the Bible. Another great attribute of God, or another quality that gives us great comfort, is the fact that God promises in this life to protect and care for us. One of the wonderful things we have as Christians is God's care and His providence for each one of us. The psalmist said in Psalm 23 and verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they do comfort me. We can take comfort in the fact that God, He does care for us. He's promised to take care of us in this life and protect us. And that ought to bring each of us great peace of mind. I want you to think about the encouraging words found in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. The Hebrew writer is writing about the confidence we can have in God. And he says this, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" He goes on to say, "So that we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. What shall man do to me?'" God has promised me, and He's promised you, He's promised us, that He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. And friends, that ought to bring us great comfort in this life to know that as I walk down the path of life, God is going to be with me, hand in hand, taking care of me as I follow His will. The only way that you'll find real comfort to deal with this life is by becoming a Christian. Jesus teaches us what we must do to be saved. We learn that we must first hear God's Word. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Once I've heard the message, then I've got to believe the message. I've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Having believed in Jesus as God's Son, I've got to be willing to change my life, to turn from sin to God. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, we are told to repent and turn again that our sins might be blotted out. And then we must confess Jesus as the Son of God. For Romans 10:10 says, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And yes, friend, you must be baptized to have your sins washed away. In Acts 22 and verse 16, Saul was told, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And then and only then can we have the God of all comfort as our comfort today. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We pray that you will get your life right with God so that you can have true comfort.